Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's go out and talk to our very own Cleveland sports beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, joining us now. Daryl, what's going on?
How are you, Jake?
We're doing good today. I think anytime we get refreshing Browns content is a good day. We got that yesterday. It kind of keeps going today a little bit. We get a little bit more. We get to hear from the players, hear from the coach, so that's always a good start. Now, Daryl, we'll just rip the Band-Aid off. We talked last week. There's a guarantee I asked you one question. We could have written it off. You watched the quarterbacks today, back in action, full force, all four guys. What did we take away?
Myles Garrett almost could have killed Dylan Gabriel, but didn't.
That's good. I'm glad that we're at mandatory minicamp. Nobody should probably be getting flattened. Actually, at any time in practice, the quarterback probably should not be getting flattened, so good start.
Dylan got the first team 11 on 11 reps, first team offense, first team defense there. A lot of rookie quarterbacks today. Not much Joe Flacco. Kevin Stefanski told us after practice that was by design, but all eyes on the quarterbacks, and like I said, got a lot of the rookies today.
So, Daryl, in no way calling you out. We said on Tuesday, you're like, we're not drawing conclusions on the quarterbacks. We're going to keep asking the questions, obviously, because that's the way that this goes. But the answer is pretty much going to be, there's no conclusion at this point this early on. Now, after the final day of OTAs, though, we did walk away, and you posted on social media, obviously, through your hits later on in the week at the station. You went through and said Shador looked very good in the final day. Dylan Gabriel didn't look as good. In days like that where you can come away looking at these rookies saying one outperformed the other, how much does that actually change at this point in the overall quarterback battle, at least between those two guys?
Not much. I mean, look, I feel that Shador is number four on the Browns depth chart, but he's not number four on my depth chart. That's Dylan Gabriel for me. I have Shador number three on the depth chart right now. But subject to change. I feel that you really see the arm talent with him. And there's some there with Dylan too. But I just feel like Shador is on a steeper rise right now than Dylan Gabriel has been on.
So, Daryl, we obviously get to hear both of those guys talk today too. Is there any difference? Yeah, I mean, from listening to the two guys go, I know that people here had maybe taken away a conclusion, obviously not a definitive one, but just a feeling. Do you think there's any difference even between like the professionalism of how they presented themselves as the way that a starting quarterback would versus a quarterback that's fresh, new in the league? Did anybody present any advantage there, a heightened ability to speak to the media than the other?
No, I thought that they both acquitted themselves very, very well. I really loved Shador's responses to a couple of questions. I thought he really handled it maturely because, let's be honest about it, up to this point, he hadn't been getting a lot of reps. And, you know, he really flipped that into a positive, an opportunity for him to learn, an opportunity for him to observe and watch and pay attention. And when his time comes, whether it's practicing or playing, it comes. And then it's on him, being in a production business, it's on him to go out there and produce. And Dylan Gabriel kind of said the same thing. Like, yeah, you know, we got good camaraderie in that quarterback room, but we are competing against each other. It is a production business. We are being graded on our production when we're between the white lines there. So I thought both of them handled themselves very well today, but really, really liked what I heard from Shedeur Sanders and how he handled the questions, especially considering he's who he is, all the attention that is paid to him, right? I just thought that he just came off very mature today. That is not a dig at him. That's not to say that he's been immature or anything like that. I'm just saying the way he answered the questions today, he answered them like a seasoned veteran for sure.
What was the entire deal? I heard the question. I heard the response. I didn't quite grasp it, and maybe because I couldn't hear the question in full. What was going on with the flashlight? He talked about sleeping with his flashlight on last night.
Yeah, there's a little religious implication there. He talked about his faith a little bit today.
Yeah.
Because I had asked him about his comfort level, and he started to talk about his comfort with God. Which wasn't what I was asking about, but
I figured not. Yeah.
But that is the answer he gave. And so later on, there was a follow up question about that. And, he talked about how he got a little spooked last night in his hotel room and ended up sleeping with the flashlight on and things like that. And, really felt a spiritual connection, if you will, and whatnot. So that's kind of where that came from, is we had a little bit of a follow-up to his spirituality that he's been experiencing since he got to Cleveland.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us here courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, you mentioned it earlier on, Kevin Stefanski making it known today that Joe getting less of the reps was by design. Is that indicative of anything in this quarterback room? Not necessarily that Joe's behind, but that the focus is truly on the rookies, or any other thing that I'm not pulling away right now?
I think it's indicative of he don't need them. That's how I'm taking it. He doesn't need them. Dylan Gabriel does. Shedeur Sanders does. Kenny Pickett does. Joe Flacco, been in the league 17 years. He's 40 years old. He doesn't need many camp reps, at least on day one. We'll see how that changes tomorrow on day two, and then obviously Thursday, when they wrap things up. But today, Kevin Stefanski, part of his plan, it was not to have those team reps going to Joe Flacco. It was to go through to the other three quarterbacks, because I really feel like Stefanski's trying to learn, see, and evaluate them. There's not much right now to evaluate Joe Flacco. I think the evaluation for Joe Flacco comes during training camp. But that's just my guess and take on it. And it's important to make sure that the three younger players in that room are getting a significant amount of reps here in minicamp. Also, too, gives them a little something to chew on during summer vacation too, right? When I know everyone will take a break after they get done with their OTA week next week, but at some point the coaching staff gets back and they start setting up training camp and looking at things. And I kind of feel like the evaluation of Flacco and whether or not he's gonna be the starting quarterback for this team week one against the Bengals, that starts in camp.
So can't be the part that you sort of label as, if that continues, Joe getting less reps, that it would potentially become detrimental to the success of the Browns this year if they were to roll with him week one?
Well, at some point during training camp, they're going to have to pick a starter because they need to prepare for a season. Now, the good news is there's about 2 weeks between the preseason finale and week one, okay? Mm-hmm. Which I think is September 7th off the top of my head. So you get 2 weeks there maybe to get your starter, you know, raring to go. I kind of feel like you want to have your starter in place by that third preseason game. But that's my opinion. My opinion doesn't mean squat. Kevin Stefanski might have a completely different take on it, and he probably does. But that's just me. I would want the starter to be in place by that third preseason game to give him some reps with the ones, get a little harmony on that side of the ball there. And then you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go ahead and you spend those 2+ weeks there getting ready for the season. But at some point in camp, yeah, they're going to have to pick a starter and actually start preparing for the season instead of running a four-man quarterback derby.
Hey, Daryl, sort of a follow-up on that before, too. Like, we're talking about, you know, training camp being probably a time where a lot of the Joe Flacco reps start to heat up maybe a little bit more. At what point, because I think in the fans' view and even the media's view, the quarterback competition has begun. Has it actually begun in the eyes of the Browns, or is that training camp and beyond?
No, it's begun in the eyes of the Browns. They're grading these kids on what they're seeing, what they saw today, grading them on meeting room, grading them on walkthrough, which we don't get to see, but took place this afternoon. And rinse and repeat tomorrow, rinse, repeat Thursday, grading them on OTA reps as well. That we've not seen to this point, and then also to next week, which we're not going to see any of those. So, yes, the competition is underway, but I think what they're saying to themselves is Joe doesn't need to compete right now. we know what he brings to the table. We know where he's at in his career. Let's really, you know, because they traded for Kenny Pickett, right? And they, what, fifth in Dorian Thompson-Robinson. They gave up nothing to get him. But they got to figure out, hey, is there a little something there for us? Then they got to look at Dylan Gabriel and see what's there. And then they got to look at Shedeur Sanders and see what's there. And the best way to do that is by having Joe Flacco, you know, kind of chill out during the team periods right now. Because what is there for them to learn? What is, you know, for them to gain by giving Joe Flacco a bunch of reps right now? In my view, and again, this is no disrespect to Joe. If anything, it's a compliment. Already know what he brings to the table. Don't need to see him right now. Really, really need to see Shedeur, Dylan, and Kenny as much as possible. Because for me, you know, someone's getting voted off this island at some point, right? They can't keep all four of these guys. You're not getting any of them through waivers. They're going to get claimed, right? So one's probably getting traded. That's how I look at it. One of these four guys is getting traded. either by cut down day or during training camp at some point.
Daryl, then if we're looking at this and, you know, we're taking the reps off of Joe and seeing what you have in sort of the three younger guys, is, in your opinion, any of this is a potential cut down to a quarterback competition that looks a lot closer to potentially three guys than four guys, and almost in a way, not entirely ruling one out, but probably saying, a guy might not be the week one starter?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Like I said, at some point they got to start paring it down. At some point they got to figure out which of these four guys they're going to trade. Because you've got, I don't think a four-man quarterback competition is going to work during training camp. That's just my take on it. You know, maybe for the first week or two or three or whatever, but like once you get into the preseason, in that third preseason game, you got to have this thing pared down, and really have in your mind what your quarterback room depth chart looks like. If anything, maybe use the preseason to showcase the guy you want to trade, right? To get someone to bite and maybe give you a better pick than they originally were going to give you. So, like, that's another thing. That's why it's so hard to read anything into the reps now, the reps come training camp, the reps in the preseason, because, you know, part of it could be actually getting a guy ready to start week one. Part of it could be setting a guy up to be traded and showcasing him. Part of it could still be they're just figuring it out and evaluating guys. Like, yeah, don't know. But obviously we are going to continue to try and read into the distribution of reps, trying to figure out, you know, what stage they're at in that process.
Daryl, last one on the Browns here. Looking away from the quarterback spot, Myles Garrett obviously out there today talking to the media as well. Laid out the fact that he had basically advocated this offseason for the Browns to hold on to fan favorite Nick Chubb. Obviously, him being gone and being a Houston Texan, is that something that fans should be at all worried about the way that Miles handles that situation, and clearly him and the Browns not being aligned on yet another thing, which you probably look at the quarterback situation and say Miles didn't get his wish there either?
He's making $40 million a year.
Fair valuation.
They can't trade him, okay? He's here. He ain't going anywhere. So, no, I would not worry about alignment. Miles Garrett's not running the football team, okay? He's not telling the coaches what to do. He's not telling Andrew Berry what to do. His job is to go out there and play. Be prepared to play and play. Set the example for everybody in the locker room and keep doing what he's done since he was drafted first overall in 2017. And judging by the look of him today, by the way, I didn't think it was possible for his arms to get any bigger than they already are, and I feel like he added three sizes to those things. And again, did not look like he lost a step at all. So for all the belly aching over Myles Garrett not attending OTAs, he looked just fine today. Looked in midseason form. So, you know, I'm not all that concerned about organizational alignment with Myles Garrett, because he ain't going anywhere. The Browns ain't going anywhere. And if he's unhappy with something and he lets us know, well, that's just content for us. That's how I look at it.
Daryl, outside of the Browns, obviously news coming down from the Cavs. Darius Garland getting surgery on what we assumed was a sprained toe, because that's what we were told. Is there any way that this impacts the likelihood that Darius would be traded this offseason, you think? Or is this completely independent and other teams, you think, would not worry about this?
No, I think there could be some impact there. I think the Cavaliers continue to do a disservice to their players. They did this to Jared Allen last year, where fans accused him of being marshmallow soft for not playing with a, you know, bruised ribs, and then it turns out he had broken ribs. And same thing with Darius. You had fans that were saying, you know, calling him soft and griping because he was on the bench cheering. And if you can be on the bench cheering, you should be able to go out there and play and whatnot. And, you know, every game he was questionable. So I think the Cavaliers continue to throw their players under the bus when it comes to injuries with injury designations. And organizationally, they got to get that cleaned up, because it's not fair to the player. And I know they're pro athletes. I know they're making tens of millions of dollars a year and all that. But you got to do right by your players publicly. And Darius Garland absolutely got killed by fans and media alike. Not by me, but there were folks in the media that were on him for not playing. And I remember when it came out that he had the sprained toe, I kept sarcastically saying, you know, I can't wait to get the email in the summer that he had surgery to repair whatever damage is done to his toe. And here we are in, you know, early June, and boom, there, surgery to the toe, and he's not going to be ready for the start of the upcoming season probably. So I feel bad for Darius in that regard, and yeah, I do think it could impact their ability or willingness to trade him, because you don't trade that guy unless you get something spectacular in return. So he's not a trade him to trade him player, okay? He's an all-star, and so you better get an all-star in return for him. And, you know, maybe teams will be a little gun-shy pulling the trigger until he's back on a basketball floor.
Daryl, good stuff as always. I appreciate you carving out the time, sitting down and talk with us, and I look forward, as always, to doing it next week.
Yep, you got it, bud.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland sports beat reporter, with us there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say, and I mean, a pretty positive and glowing review of Shedeur Sanders in the media. Listen back to some of what Shedeur had to say. Did you like the approach? Maybe a little bit too lax for your liking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.